what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but each one contains a life-giving protein. Wow. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The key is understanding that it is indeed goofy news that's on the news and not the good news. Big difference between those two, yep. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because just like you, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Good. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Everything you need to know about this show is coming up in the next sentence. You can take everything you've ever thought of and put it right here in this next second to really understand the show. We don't know what we're doing.
Not one iota.
Nope. We're clueless. We have no idea what's going to happen. We don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, God looks for people that tremble at his word. So I asked this before. Do we tremble at the word of God? Do we have such respect that God took the time not just to create us, but then to give us his heart in words? Do we take the time, express our appreciation, and honor him in that process? Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness, because that's sad. Just give us a call instead. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. By the way, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D is like talking to the person that would go to the store for you. Wow.
That's a pretty good compliment.
That's really nice. In fact, I might need you to go through. I know you're in Irving, and I'm in Fate, but I might need you to go to the store for me.
Not bad.
Okay. Also, you can text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. That's a good one right there. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David@, so the little A with a little circle thing around it that looks really goofy. He must increase. That's from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. So david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website as we always do. At this point, we want to remind you that there is ambassador information on the website. So what does that mean, ambassador? What does that got to do with anything? We have brochures, bumper stickers, and business cards that you can use free. We'll print them. We'll send them to you. You don't have any responsibility to give out a certain amount or anything. We just want them to be with you. And if the Lord opens a door and an opportunity for you to share with somebody, great. If not, don't worry about it. But if you want them, let us know, and we'll get them to you. Additionally, on the website is a place for you to partner with us. And in that partnering process, what we're saying or what we're asking is pretty straightforward. Be a part of this ministry. Be a part of what we're doing. Be a part of us trying to advance the kingdom of God and encourage people. So we're trying to encourage, we're trying to educate, and we do some entertaining, although some of the entertaining is a little thin, but we do the best we can. Here it is. Honor the Lord with your first fruits. That means give them the best. Now, we ask you to take care of home base. Where are you going to church? Where are you fellowshipping? Take care of home base. And if the Lord puts it on your heart to give to us, we would greatly appreciate it. We will not give you a Cadillac. Sorry. We will give you a receipt at the end of the year because we are a 100% nonprofit organization, and you will be helping advance the kingdom of God. But if you give at any point to anybody, anywhere, you must understand that you give it as unto the Lord and nowhere else. That's where it starts. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org!
Yeah. I could have used that last night.
Little rewind action.
Yeah, I could have used that last night. I'm not even going to tell you why. I just could have used it last night. We'll just leave it there. I do want everybody to be in prayer for one another, for the audience. I got some updates. I have some updates. How are you supposed to say that formally? I have updates for you that have to do with what we're doing in advancing the ministry as best we can. What we do know from this particular point is that the advancement will begin on August 7th, which is a Monday. So a week from this Monday. Is that right? Am I right? I should be right on that one. August 7th. Everybody tell me if I'm wrong because, you know, me and numbers, we're not necessarily the best friends. So we will be advancing, although I might be giving you some little different information, so I don't want to say anything yet. Got to wait for Don to give it all to me. But we're looking at the 7th being our launch pad. Is that right? Correct on a Monday?
Let me look it up, Dave.
Okay, you look it up. I'm gonna wait for you to open your calendar app and recognize that August 7th should be a Monday. Of course, I'm probably wrong on that, but, you know, it's, you know, I do the best I can. You know what I'm saying? Is that right or wrong?
I have an old Android. And okay, August the 7th is...
August the 7th this year. Boy, you have a very slow app. I could have done this 15 times. I could have built a house by the time you've come up with the answer to this.
We're going to move by faith and say yes.
That's good. You can. You know.
Okay. Okay. We're ready. I'm
waiting for you.
It is August the 8th. Is a Tuesday.
So August the 7th is a
Monday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. So a week from this Monday. Hello. All that to get there, boy. You got to get them apps faster. All right. Let's get into the text. We got some unbelievable, fantastic stuff to cover, and we are doing it in the Gospel of Matthew. Have to love Matthew. Matthew, the first book in the New Testament. Why is that? Unto the Jew first, then also to the Gentile. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. So now you know why it's placed first. Hello. That makes a lot of sense. Here we go. Matthew chapter 12. And we're just looking at verse 15. So we had just talked about the last week, the dramatic, and I would say overreaching attitude that the Pharisees and everybody had once Jesus kind of pulled them out on the carpet and showed that they were hypocrites. They wanted to kill him. That was their response, okay? So if you look at verse 14, the Pharisees called a meeting, discussed plans for killing Jesus. Verse 15, but Jesus knew what they were planning. He left the area, and many people followed him. He healed all the sick among them, but he warned them not to say who he was. Verse 17, this fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah concerning him. Like, wowzer. Talking about, you know, the Isaiah chapter 42, 1 through 4 portion. Look at my servant whom I've chosen. He is my beloved and whom I am very pleased with. I will put my spirit upon him and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not fight or shout. He will not raise his voice in public. He will not crush those who are weak or quench the smallest hope until he brings full justice with his final victory, and his name will be the hope of all the world. Okay, wow. All right, let's just back it up a little and go through this. As you jump into Matthew 12, verse 15, we witness Jesus aware of the plot to kill him. There, he's aware of what they're trying to do. And so what is he does? They want to remove him from the picture. So what Jesus does is he does not remain in the situation. And one might say, well, why did Jesus choose to leave instead of having some kind of confrontation? And the answer is a lot simpler than you think. Jesus knew it was the Father's will for him to die elsewhere. So his departure was actually an act of obedience to the Father's divine plan. So Jesus goes, and this is part of the problem with maybe the church history, is they used to say, if you're not willing to die on the spot, then you're not a true believer. And that's like, that's not, you got to make sure that this is ordained by God. You got to make sure this is coordinated by God. And so when people do things like that, you got to, it's nice to say, you know, I will die on the spot, but you better make sure you're dying on the spot that God intended, like Stephen did, so that it can bring glory to God, not just because you're not listening. In verse 16, it says something amazing, though, as you look at this text. It says he knew they were planning to leave the area. Many people followed him. He healed the sick, but he warned them not to say who he was. Now, just look at that. You can read it. You got the capacity. Verse 16, Jesus communicates something remarkable. He instructs those around him not to disclose his true identity. Now, you just got to think, what? That's what? That might seem contradictory to what the church generally encourages its followers to do. However, understanding this whole thing requires acknowledging that there is this. There is a proper time and a right place for sharing. Okay. When is it? It should be all the time. You should be ready all the time. The sharing isn't all the time. You see that difference? You have to be ready because sometimes you're not that bright, or I'm not that bright. I shouldn't say you're not that bright, but I'm not as in tune as I need to be. So I need to always be ready. So if I'm missing something, the Lord can go now. And I'm ready to respond. So it really necessitates us walking in a communion with the Father, guided by the redemption of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. So despite Jesus performing miracles among people, Jesus cautioned against revealing his identity. And in this case, God attached significance to the timing of the sharing. So there is a right time to share and a not right time to share. Guess what Jesus told them in this instance? Not the right time. You think, well, how can that be? Well, you see, that's called obedience. That's not called, we'll do what you say. It's called, we'll do what God says. And I say that out of as much of that it's okay. You know, sometimes you're in a situation, you think, well, should I share? Should I not share? And you kind of get stuck in that. And the enemy's right there going, you shout at them or whatever he's trying to do. There's a time where you don't. The Bible says there's a time to be silent. And you have to be sensitive to that as well as the time to speak. That's just the big teach there. But that's nothing, because when we come back, we got the real heavy-duty stuff coming our way. So we'll take our break. Going to do our normal exit because we're still working on some stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
Here's what I want you to get. Here's what I want you to understand. Bad news does not necessitate that there is nowhere else to go except to weep. In Psalm 112, verse 7, the scripture says, he will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. It's not pie in the sky to look at the situation and go, gosh, it's terrible, but I'm going to hold hope because hope is the only thing I have to move past it. If it never comes about, that's fine, but I'm going to live every day believing that there's a better tomorrow. When people think of that, they think, "Oh, Christianity, it's a crutch. It's the opiate of the people," is what Karl Marx said. It takes more guts, more strength, more determination in this day and age to be a Christian and to stand in your faith than it does to be any other thing that there is, because it's the Christians who are under persecution and it's the people of faith that are getting slaughtered. And oh, by the way, throughout the world that's taking place. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. And pretty soon, I can't give you the call letters because they're going to be switched up, but let's just say either KNSN or KBright, 1240, the Christian station in beautiful San Diego. See, I don't know which one they are yet, so I got to wait.
They're pretty good, Dave.
That's okay. We'll do great. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Now, will people from there call in or text or whatever? We hope so, but we're not changing it to 1-800 numbers. Because why is that? Why are we not going to change it?
Too cheap.
Too cheap. Way too cheap. That ain't going to happen. All right. Here's your first trivia question. That's how we roll. Who was Paul's first primary ministry partner? That's a good one to open up with. Who was not? This Acts 13 is where you want to go. But who was Paul's first major ministry partner? Who reached out to him, right? Yeah, there you go. Okay, if you think you know the answer, I should probably tell you. 972-445-0770. I should tell them that, right? That's probably a good idea.
We might have to give that out a few times.
Especially in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
972-445-0770. Additionally, you can text in 214-210-8483. Also, you can email David at hemustincrease.org. Okay? How's that? Is that good? Okay. I do want to do our DNA. DNA is very important. What is DNA? It is the building blocks by which we function day by day, especially because we have told you before, we've prophesied on this show, not in the biblical sense. We have prophesied on this show and told you there's news coming. And I found out just recently in a meeting, there's more news coming tomorrow. And then after that, there'll be even more. Wow, the news doesn't end. But you know what? It doesn't matter because it always changes. But you know who doesn't change? The Lord. So we use DNA to stay connected and concreted to the things of God. D for our DNA stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that you breathe is a day to spend with the Lord. There you go. Just sometime. Doesn't matter how much time. Nobody cares. Just separated from the entire universe. Back into the closet, Jesus said. Separated time with the Lord. D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Oh, they're going to try. I promise. They're trying now. Do not be ashamed of what Jesus said. Do not be ashamed of his word. Remember, Jesus is the word of God. So it's not just the red that's in the Bible. He's the word of God. That's Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. In John 1:1, he's called the word of God. And Revelation 19, he's called the word of God. That's what you got to remember. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which means OPM, other people matter. And so if you put some of that energy away from your, like, this is really hard on me, into, hey, how are they doing? You'll find out that life is lighter, which is exactly how God designed it. That's why the yoke is easy and the burden is light. Oh, that's a good one right there. Repeat on the triv question. Who was Paul's first major ministry partner? That's the question. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, as well as send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. This next portion is so good, I probably will fail to teach it well, but that part's okay. As much as you can get something from it, that's the good thing. Here it is. We're going right back to the Matthew text, and we're going right back to the prophecy from verse 16. He says, but he warned them not to say who he was. This is Matthew 12, 16, 17. This fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah concerning him. Look at my servant whom I have chosen. He is my beloved, and I'm very pleased with him. I put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not fight or shout. He will not raise his voice in public. He will not crush those who are weak or quench the smallest hope until he brings full justice with his final victory. So he is coming, just not to the final victory. And his name will be the hope of all the world. Wow. Okay, listen to this. This is super cool. Let's hope I don't mess this up. Matthew, the author, makes a reference to the quote in Isaiah chapter 42, basically 1 through 4, pertaining to this very event. It serves as the fulfillment of prophecy. You get that? This is a fulfillment of prophecy. You're thinking, well, Jesus doing this and this and this, then he withdrew. And it's all part of the prophecy declaring that God has bestowed the Holy Spirit on Jesus for the purpose of ministry. Within this prophecy, we encounter, get this, three extraordinary blessings. Now, there's more, but I'm just pulling out three, so leave me alone. The first blessing reveals that the beloved who fulfills this prophecy, which is Jesus, will not crush the weak. You know, there are times where we are strong in the faith. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And then there's other times where we're like, we're hanging on. It's by a thread. It's not the best thread. And I feel like I'm slipping and falling apart. Okay, right? Jesus will not crush you. He will never crush you. He will never crush the weak. He will not do that. He will not crush those who are hurting. He will love those who are hurting. He will care about those who are hurting. What we do is maybe representatives in his name do a little bit of crushing, but Jesus doesn't do crushing. Jesus loves and cares for and helps those who are weak. The second blessing he signifies is he will not extinguish the faintest glimmer of hope held by individuals. Now think about this. Think about this. When people have just a little hope, if that hope gets snuffed out, what do they have? Nothing. And the irony is that Jesus is actually the hope that everybody is looking for. And so what he wants is his name is the hope. And so that second blessing, he's not going to extinguish people. It's with the first one. It's kind of the same thing. It's just that next step. People that are barely hanging on, Jesus is not going to diss on them. People that are barely hanging on and are even less than, and they're just, there's nothing and they have no, Jesus is not going to hurt them. Jesus loves them. Now, does that mean that every time you think of Jesus, you think of somebody who's got a peace sign on him, he's got his fingers up, he's walking in sandals, and he's like the cartoon figure? No. In fact, Revelation 19 makes it very clear that when Jesus comes back the second time, he's coming to make war. For those that don't know, that's actually what the text says, and it's in every translation, by the way. So the idea behind this is that it's Jesus who's merciful and gracious to these people who are hurting now. This is the time now. If you're a person you're hurting, you need Jesus now, not when the trumpet blows and you return before. And here it is. In that last blessing, there's actually, and this is the whole premise, hope found in his name. Look at his name will be the hope of the world. Do you think science is the hope of the world? Do you think man's government is the hope of the world? Do you think trying to save nature is the hope of the world? Nope, nope, nope. Jesus is the hope. He won't burn those who are weak. He won't wipe out those who are barely hanging on. His name is the hope, because in him is hope. So instead of you freaking out that your situation's bigger than you, stop that. It's not bigger than Jesus. And that's where the hope is, okay? All right, answer to the triv question, which I probably should read again anyway. Who was Paul's first major ministry partner in ministry? Acts 13, 1 through 3. The end would be Barnabas. Barnabas, Barnabas, Barnabas. Barnabas is the one that went and got him and brought him before the apostles and said, he's not so bad. When the apostles are there going, you sure? Barnabas was a brave guy. You have to appreciate him. Okay, keeping it simple, Jesus is your hope. You get anything from this? This is it. Who's your hope? Jesus. He is your hope. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm not going to do an overriding teaching that will make the Baptists or the Church of Christ proud, so neither one of you groups can be all excited about this, because that's not the purpose of this. Here's where we're picking it up. As verse 34 ends, the eunuch asked Philip, what was Isaiah talking about, himself or someone else? Verse 35 from Acts chapter 9. Chapter 8 says, Philip began with the same scripture and then began to tell him about the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there is some water. Why can't I be baptized? So let's just stop right there. When Philip was explaining the gospel to the eunuch, he had to include the understandings or the teachings of baptism, or the eunuch never would have said, why can't I be baptized? He never would have said it, never would have come up, unless Philip had brought that information to light. In multiple translations, it then says, you can, Philip answered, if you believe with all your heart. And the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is often known as believer's baptism. Some texts will show this in the footnote. I disagree that it should be reduced to the footnote. I think it's a part of the text. I would not fellowship with you over that. I just think it is a part of the text because he asks a very pointed question. And in this exchange, Philip is giving a very pointed answer. So he's like, well, there's some water. I want to be baptized. I want to respond to the gospel. I want to say yes. And Philip responds by saying, you can. You can get baptized. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can be baptized. Now, why that's important is because this is the difference between many different groups about who can be baptized. Some people think, well, a child can be baptized. Yeah, but a child can't believe in Jesus, so then how can a child be baptized? That's the argument, okay? Those, again, those are not fellowship issues. Those are disagreements. You know, I spent 10 minutes talking about understanding who's got the Spirit of God and who doesn't have the Spirit of God. When you have a difference of application of Scripture, that person's not an evil person. They're not some kind of demonic whatever. They see something different than you. Okay. They're genuinely in a relationship with Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is what redeems us. They are acknowledging their heavenly Father, praying, Our Father who art thou in heaven. They drink of the same Holy Spirit. They come to a different conclusion. Yeah. What else is new? Does everybody think McDonald's is the best fast food? Are you kidding? There's only a few people.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.